When Shakti Kombucha co-founder Deb Dowd heard that her startup would receive a $250,000 grant from Chase Bank, she was relieved, but a little scared too.
We were so grateful when we got that call. And so this is going to allow us to actually really, really scale up.
The grant will help Dowd and her two children purchase bottling equipment, move into a new space, and produce up to 10,000 bottles a week, more than 10 times what they can brew now. If you haven't heard of kombucha, it's kind of like the Greek yogurt of fizzy beverages. It's made by taking sweetened black tea and introducing a probiotic culture called a SCOBY. Jack Dowd, Deb's son, remembers the first time he saw his father make it in their kitchen 10 years ago.
I walked in and there was kind of a strange vinegary, sour, kind of tangy smell, and I asked him what that was, and he said it's kombucha, and we've been making it ever since.
But Jack, his mother Deb, and sister Megan didn't decide to turn their kombucha habit into a business until 2011. Deb remembers why.
My whole house started to smell like a brewery. And we were just like, okay, guys, when are we going to get into our new, when are we going to find a place? When are we going to get out, you know?
Their first distributor was Everybody's Foods in Fairfield, a health food store owned by old friends John and Coralie Day. Coralie says the Dowd Shakti's quickly gained a following.
I mean, I knew I'd been tasting their kombucha, and we'd been comparing recipes for years, and so it didn't surprise me at all that they would decide to do this as an actual business.
2 gallon jars of fermenting kombucha line the shelves of the Dowd's 800-square-foot industrial kitchen. Music plays softly in the background. Deb says it helps the SCOBYs grow.
But the word Shakti is about energy and life. It's a raw product, and it's growing, and we're creating a product that's full of life and all good things.
At more than 800 bottles a week, the Dowds send their organic teas to 30 locations in Iowa. Megan says they distribute the work among the three of them, which makes it hard to keep up with demand. They tried to expand last year with a Kickstarter campaign, but fell short by $9,000.
We didn't meet our goal, and so we didn't get any of the funds. But we did get, you know, that exposure, and we did get interest from more distributors.
A few months later, her brother Jack stumbled on a grant application called Mission Main Street, funded by Chase Bank. The payoff? $250,000. And from more than 30,000 applications from startups nationwide, the Dowds were selected for the grant. As they made the announcement and accepted their $250,000 check in front of friends and family, Deb says it was a dream come true.
Well, my heart is pounding.
But even as they scale up, Deb says it's the community that keeps Shakti growing.
We were in the process of being able to contact people in press and stuff, but keeping it quiet for a little bit longer. But then we got this email from Facebook from somebody locally saying, I'm so grateful to you guys. My daughter is now off soda and she's loving your kombucha.
After all, Fairfielders are pretty proud of their homegrown kombucha. In Fairfield, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.